The Untold Story with Martha McCallum on Fox News Radio.
So I'm here with Congressman Steve Scalise telling his untold story.
We've had even tougher times in our nation's history. I mean, I work in a living history museum in the United States Capitol, and I have a room in one of my offices that Abraham Lincoln used to spend time in. And I renamed it the Lincoln Room just because I wanted people to sense that history that we're all a part of, but that we also ought to reflect back on and say, you know, as tough as times are today, they had a lot tougher times then. You know, I mean, Abraham Lincoln gave his life for the cause of freeing people from slavery, and it shouldn't have come to that back then, but you know, you've seen better and worse times in American history, and violence has never been an answer. It's not legal. It's not part of who we should be.
The Untold Story with Martha McCallum. Exclusive interviews with top newsmakers every week.
So we are here with Steve Hilton today, who is telling us his untold story. How do you communicate without a phone for the last 6 years?
Right? Yeah, 6 years. Pretty much soon after we moved here. Well, it started by accident. It wasn't a plan. I just couldn't make I had a phone which was from the government. I had to give it up. I came here. I couldn't find that exact make. So I just bumbled around and tried various things. And then I just got fed up with it. And then realized after a week of not having a phone, not by planning it, it happened to be a week. And I thought, that was really great, actually. I've got more time to think. And then I gave it a few more months, and then it became a conscious decision. You know, I still use email. I have a laptop. But the point about that is you can connect when you want to.
What do you do when you're driving somewhere and you're completely lost and you don't have Google Maps and there's no such thing really as payphones anymore?
That's right.
It's not even easy to find a paper map.
So I do a lot of research.
Subscribe and download now so you don't miss an episode.
So I'm joined by General Petraeus. Good to see you, sir.
Vanderbilt Medical Center had some very noted thoracic surgeons, and one of those was called in, Dr. Bill Frist, who was later to become the Senate Majority Leader, which is very helpful, actually, later on when I was back at that same post as the division commander, as the two-star commander of the 101st Airborne Division Air Assault. And I remember we ended up in there. By the way, we'd all been camouflaged up as well. So this is all this green and so forth all over your face to blend in with the foliage. And I remember people kept going by the intensive care or wherever it was that I was or the emergency room outside the surgery. And they would all do a double take. And it took me a long time to realize later on that I hadn't been cleaned up yet. And they're looking at this guy who had gone green on them.
They thought you had a bigger problem than a bullet wound in the chest.
Yeah.
Thank you very much for sharing your story with us today.
Listen every week to The Untold Story with Fox News Channel's Martha McCallum.